which is our objective too, one of them, on our way to our big one. We don't want to be easily manipulated. The global statesmen employ numerous tactics within their overall strategy of staying hidden, all of which require the use of hidden actors, both recruited and bred, that they rely heavily on the use of children as operatives because children are so eager to please due to the structurally enforced abandonment of children and because they don't ask questions. Has been documented repeatedly but never discussed on the left as an effective weapon used against us. So we'll call hidden actors tools instead of a tactic. Power's favorite tactic, and most common, is constructing the lose-lose. The global statesman's fixation on proving, quote-unquote, they are the quote-unquote best, which means it must be made to equate with winning in order to automate the proof, leads them to devote legions of minions to the work, quote-unquote, of fabricating for all possible threats, lose-lose situations that their adversaries can be thrust in. The lose-lose setup requires numerous corollary and interrelated tactics, the constantly shifting ground, shock and awe with technological supremacy, audacity, pseudo-wizardry, Iago whispering. I pause because that one's really nasty. I'm sure they've got some notches on their belt that continuously grow the number of suicides they've provoked with that one. The false surround, narrowing your focus, crowding to trip you up, provocation to survival mode, the thousand small cuts, or dispirit with overwhelming pettiness. They don't care where they kick, just as long as they hurt you. And in the media, aside from outright fabrication, they depend on skewing, on selective presentation and interpretation of the quote-unquote facts, using a tactic we could call selective spotlighting, i.e. zooming in with a glaring light on a practice of your adversary that was previously done by others but ignored, while your media planted assets play Greek chorus to whip up the false outrage. The objective, of course, aside from defeating their opponent, is to construct public opinion, is to turn folks against her, and then gather examples of that constructed opinion and feed it back into the objective. Once global power makes you a target, their underlying objective, aside from your elimination entirely, is to keep you off balance, pressure you, such that you end up seeming to be the cause of your own downfall. Recall, Hillary has been hounded by these guys for decades. Her survival in that world, almost commensurate to Prince's in his, is a testament to enormous strength. Her survival alone is provocative to these guys. They hate to not get their way. They are a vicious bunch of abandoned children. We've had time to study and discuss, we said, that they have cultivated a wide range of clandestine tactics that we have not should be sufficient evidence that we are all captives.